Y ahí se comenzó. Ese cancro es... Más ahí, ve. Sofía dice, very auspicious spiritual place. Now what we do as a whole is a spiritual world. it's not part of this world. So it's a holy place at that time. Even Lord Jagannath appreciated. Lord Jagannath personally spoke to Ramanuja Acharya. He came to visit Lord Jagannath. So Lord Jagannath told him, you have not been to Navadvip? So what is Navadvip? This is Jagannath Puri. This is Purushottam Chetra. So when you have Krishna, what else do you look for? You already have Krishna. This is here, the Supreme Lord. And this is spiritual world. Ramanuja Acharya was speaking. Before you were installed, so Brahma came here. And looking at this place, he saw that it's a spiritual world, so there's nothing to be consecrated here. It's already consecrated. As he was speaking, Lord Jagannath was smiling. You are speaking philosophy, but I'm telling you, you don't know anything. It's an acharya. Ramanuja Acharya is an acharya. Powerful. So Jagannath told him that, see, you are speaking philosophy, but I am telling you, you don't know anything. You have not been to Navadvip? You know? Your life is useless. Anyone who has taken a human birth and has never visited Navadvip, useless life. So I'm advising you, go to Navadvip. Lord Jagannath said, but don't go there with these your disciples. They will not value it. Leave them here, you should go alone. So this place is not ordinary place, glorified by Lord Jagannath. And we are here. We are here because of the mercy of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who has asked his disciples, don't stay here in India and eat chapatis. Don't waste your education. Indians are not born to become artisans. Indians are to do good for the world. So I want you to do good. Go to the West and preach Christian consciousness. Prabhupada said, oh, what is this? India need independence. Why do we have to bother? Said, India need independence. We are suffering from the hands of the British people. But this is the rest of what he shouted. That is not important. What is independent? Urgent message of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to be distributed. It's an urgent issue. Don't wait for independent words. Go to the West and preach Christian consciousness. Let the whole world come here. My father predicted the whole world will come here and chant Jai Satchinathaya Gaurahari. You have to do that. Go. They have never met before. The first time they sing, first of all. First time. There were no prayer meeting. Not initiated. And while he was giving this order, he has his sannyas disciples with him. The time he was giving this instruction, but Jesus has already had sannyas disciples sitting there in his lecture. He was in the lecture hall. Go to the West. Don't waste our time talking about independent or constructions or whatever. That is not our business. Our business to do good for the world. Go. And my papa was surprised. Because this man seems not to care about material issues. He considers this is useless. He is concerned with Krishna consciousness and the deliverance of the living entity. That is his care concern. Baptism is something like Prabhupada. And this is Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada. The Prabhupada sat talking. It's an interesting because what do you think the initiated disciples sitting there will be thinking of a new boy if he just came? They have not been given such instructions. What would you be thinking? They're sitting with their guru, serving him for many years. I want to just walk inside and go and tell him, my friend, come here. I want you to go and do this assignment for me. What do you think? What is this? I've been here with you, serving for all this year, so I'm not important. This who is this person? Bhakta, initiated. Well, both of them knows each other. They knows each other. See, this is what we should understand. They knows each other. Not from this, from the past. They knows each other. Pure devotees, they know each other. Pure devotees, they know each other. There's no introduction. There's no need for introduction. They know each other. Introduction is for fools. We don't know anything, so we have to introduce this person. Is this. A pure devotee does not need introduction. They know themselves. So our Prabhupada had this instruction. He placed it on his head. This is guru-disciple relationship. Guru-disciple relationship. A guru's order is to be carried on the head of the disciple. The Prabhupada was thinking about this and planning right from that day until 1966. and he went to America. 66, he established the International Society for Arts. And now, you're sitting here. By the sacrifice of this powerful, pure devotees. The result of their sacrifice is all of us sitting here. The order of the spiritual master, the life and soul of the disciple. A guru will not give instruction to a foolish disciple who will not carry it on. Because they know themselves, they can know whom or who should be given such and such instructions. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati didn't tell the disciple had been sitting with him there, eating puris and chapati for years. He gave instruction to the one who can hear. And Prabhupada had him. He had him. One who hears will act. One who does not hear will never act. One who hears will act. Prabhupada had his guru. He acted. The result is powerful. In one of his purports, that is 1866, the Prabhupada gave this purport, 1866 purport, he said, don't hesitate, don't wait, don't consider, do it as a disciple. You see it? Don't wait to consider the social of a special master. Don't wait to consider. Do it. So he did it. That was the end of the purport. Don't hesitate. Do it. Right? Is there? Is it there? So Prabhupada did not argue with the spiritual master. I have no money. How can I go to America? You don't give me ticket. What kind of instruction is this? He did not. Immediately he took the instruction of his head and started working on it. So his disciples have written this, lifetime in preparation. His pain. It's time preparing his duty. He planned it. And when he executed, he succeeded. That is disciple. Disciple, bona fide disciple, he got instruction. He started working on it. Planning, he was making all the necessary arrangements. He knows this is my duty. He started working. And a guru will be supplying intelligence. So Prabhupada got everything he needed for the service. When he went to America, immediately manifested. So Prabhupada was, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada was giving lecture. And our Prabhupada was sitting in that lecture. Besides the Prabhupada, one elderly devotee was also there in the class. It's an elderly person who was sitting there in the class. Oh, this is what is English. Very hard. Have you read Brahma Samhita before? Who have read Brahma Samhita? Do you understand? That's just one book. That's one book. I remember when God brought that. He's very intelligent. very intelligent. The first day he read the book, he dropped it. He came back to me. I cannot understand who I'm from this book. I cannot understand. He's very intelligent. Very intelligent. He read the Brahma Samhita. He confessed, I cannot understand one word. So his English is really difficult. For example, Krishna medium size. What is that? Yes, but this is not Saraswati. Krishna medium size. What is Krishna medium size? Krishna medium size. Krishna medium size. Medium size. Oh, Krishna. Yes, medium. Yes, where is Bhagavad Gita? Well, Krishna medium size means Krishna with two hands. Krishna with two hands.
Oh.
Yes.
With two hands.
Now Mahavishnu, right?
Yeah.
Big.
Big.
Virat form is?
Big.
In the middle is? Krishna with two hands. Not big, too small. But this is not Saraswati. That is English. You have to go to his own school to understand this. So the old man who was sitting there, he cannot understand one word. So every time you ask our Prabhupada, what did he say? So Prabhupada will explain to him. But this is what I said, he was watching. So after some time, he pointed to our Prabhupada. You can go to that corner and give your class. So immediately, Papa stopped. He was listening to his class. It is not that he doesn't want the old man to hear him. He's in the class. He didn't ask him to walk out of the class. He's telling Sri Prabhupada, see, you have a very serious assignment and I'm preparing you for that. Don't waste time with this man. Don't waste that time. Listen, I am preparing you for your service. Either you understand or not, it's okay. Let him sit in the class. It doesn't matter if you understand or not. He'll get purified. But you have something to do. And I'm speaking to you. Good disciple relationship. Good disciple. It's not a material relationship. It is a spiritual relationship. Spiritual means we go for the essence. So the Guru is speaking, but in that audience, he has his target. He knows whom he is speaking to. Then you can say, why didn't you select him outside to go and speak to him? No. He will not do that. Those who have ears will hear. Anyone here has not ears? Is anyone here without ears? We all have ears, but do we hear? Only those who have ears will hear. So the Guru is looking for those who can hear, who will hear him, whom he is preparing for the future. That is the business of all the acharyas, to look for a successor. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is telling our Prabhupada, I am preparing you for your service. Listen to me so you can get everything right. Because if you don't hear properly, if you don't really understand the meaning, we are going to do a misrepresentation. It happens a lot of times, like translators. Translators. Very easy to translate something different from the speaker. Why? Because we didn't understand, we didn't grasp the meaning, the real meaning. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati or Acharya, they are very careful in transmitting their knowledge or their message. She told her Prabhupada, hear me. The same system. You hear Krishna is telling Arjuna, tap to me. You are speaking to someone and telling him, please hear me. The person is already hearing you. So why are you saying, hear me? Why?
Pay attention.
Yes. Give attention so that you can get the meaning of what is being given. We're just talking about assumption. Assumption. Assumption is very dangerous and destructive. I think this is what you said. I think is 100% different from what you are. So no assumption, of course. You can have a good assumption, positive one, but usually assumptions are always negative. Why do you look at me like that? Why do you greet me like that? Yes, you didn't greet me. Why are you greeting me today? It can become a very big issue. The whole day I've been meditating on that. Why did you greet me like that? Meanwhile, I have forgotten. I have forgotten and I never thought of it for the whole day. What? Someone is carrying that on his or her head for the whole lifetime. In some cases. It's assumption. So, acharyas are very, very careful in transmitting the message. Therefore, because the message is so important, so valuable, so potent, and a little mistake can destroy everything, we need to be very, very, very careful to properly understand the meaning. So what is necessary for the act of Prabhupada? Tell our Prabhupada, listen to me. So you can hear me. So Prabhupada had him. What's the result? He transmitted the message perfectly, potently, and the result is the whole world is dancing in Krishna consciousness. The whole world. Because of one person who is bona fide. How do you know a bona fide devotee? A bona fide devotee has ability, the potency to make others bona fide. A pure devotee is not because he is pure, he can show us purity. A pure devotee is pure. The purpose of his purity is that he can make others who are impure become pure like him. So for that reason, our acharyas always come here to come and scout for those who are ready for the transformation. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is a revolutionary. I know what it means to be a revolutionary. It's a very risky business. Risky. Revolution. You are revolting against a system. Even one person is very dangerous, but you are revolting against a system which has been already established for years. One person wants to revolt against that. It's a very risky business. But it doesn't matter what the risk is like. He was doing parikrama in Vrindavan. They were stoning him. Yes. Yes. Parikrama in Vrindavan. Yes. Because he's preaching dislocated all the well established impersonalist philosophy. You'll be happy? Someone is closing down your company, you'll be happy? That's what he did. You'll be happy? And he came for that. He came for that. In parikrama, he was doing parikrama, and there was a planned assassination for him. His disciple has to remove his saffron and give him the white doctor to exchange, just to save his life. Why? He's not a thief. He's not a criminal. He had never committed any offense in his life. Never. Why is such a threat? Because he's delivering the conditioned souls from suffering. That's his offense. To preach Christian consciousness. For those who are using Christian consciousness as a business to fill their belly. But this is what we close the chapter. So they will clap hand for him. So that will be Satya Yuga, not Kali Yuga. Satya Yuga, if you defeat a person, they worship you, they become your disciple. They surrender to you. Can you guys defeat the person who killed you? You have to exchange the duty. Remove the saffron. You see? Disciple, good disciple. The disciple, who is a disciple, is protecting his guru. My guru is in danger. If my guru, Krishna, sent to help me, he's in danger. What's my duty? I should make a sacrifice. That is the glory of a bona fide disciple. No disciple for name. You take initiation. Hari Baba. What is her name? Her name is Guru Das. That is not the initiation. Initiation means Now, what will I do to appreciate what my guru has given to me? To keep a principle I have vowed to keep. That's initiation. I'll keep the principle I promised my guru. To keep that principle for my life. That is initiation. Not Swaha. So what's your name? Govinda Dasi. And then what? The disciple removed his duty to give to his guru and took his guru's duty and put on. So if you want to kill that, okay, this will kill me. Let my guru be saved. It is sacrifice our chariots made for us. But this is not as what he made the sacrifice. So every devotee in Krishna consciousness, this movement. I'm a devotee, it means what? I'm enjoying the sacrifice our chariots have made for us. They made a sacrifice and we are enjoying that. He's a fierce guru. When you look at the altar, when you look there, you saw his shoe. His shoe. That is not a shoe for a sannyasi. It's not a shoe for a sannyasi. Before him, nobody wore such a shoe. As a sannyasi, nobody wears such a shoe. Either you move barefooted with cracked feet and. Or you, yeah, common things befitting a renunciate. But this is the last Swati Thakura, his philosophy is you're not a body, right? That's a philosophy, right? You're not a body. So when you eat, what is that? When you take prasada, what is that? Not the body or the body? Huh? Yeah, the body. So, but this answer, he doesn't want all this misunderstanding philosophy. I'm not a body, it has a deeper meaning. So, if we are not a body, we are what? Huh? We are spirit soul, not soul, spirit soul. Soul is different. The soul must be spirit. But Jehovah's Witnesses have difficulty with this. The soul, they consider the soul to be the body. So Srila Prabhupada said, spirit soul. The soul is spirit, not matter. It's spirit. It's proper. You see, his terminologies you don't find in dictionary. Spirit soul. Phantasmagoria, hallucination, below of the witch.
Dictionary is material.
This proper. Rascal, whimsical. This proper vocabulary. So, but this is not what he goes beyond the body. He let us understand. Following Srila Rupa Goswami's principle, utility is the principle, right? Anything which can be used in Krishna consciousness should not be rejected. If one rejects anything which should be used for Krishna consciousness in the name of Maya, that person has no proper understanding of what is Maya, what is reality. Use everything in Krishna consciousness without your personal interest. That is renunciation, further renunciation. So introduce, he uses First person to use motor car.
Car.
Driving sannyasi, driving car. That is Maya. So, what is this? Maya, right? Where's the material? Maya. Huh? How is it Maya if you... How is this Maya? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Is that Maya?
No.
This is Bhaktisiddha Saraswati. This is his understanding. Use everything Krishna uses. No attachment. This is very, very high. This is very high. It is meant for pure devotees, Uttam Bhaktas. You have water, you are thirsty, don't drink it. Drink. Just take a sip. That's pervertization. It means that you have a sense control. Sense control, that's what it means. But he told all the devotees, don't use this vehicle to the hospitals. Don't use this vehicle to go and purchase boga. Run around. Use it only for preaching. You're going to preach, say, go Sankirtan, use the car. Right? If you are going to hospital, don't use the car. You should walk. Why? That is a body. That is a body. We say, no. We need a body to serve. Yes, we need a body to serve. That's okay. We need a body. Yes, we need a body. So we have to eat, have to take care of the body. That is very important. Very important. We take care of the body. So we can use it to preach. So we eat. So we use record, microphone, characters. We drink water. We use all this. The facilities. Krishna consciousness. Yeah. How can this be matter? Fire, material. For those of us who so you have Indian body, so if this is not here, you can sit. Right, for some time. Those days, not even these days. If I come from the West, without this, will you sit here? Will you sit here? What is this? Right? It's difficult. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he knew. They always see ahead. They don't have a philosophy of the stomach.
Philosophy?
Stomach. The stomach gazers. They're not stomach gazers. They look straight. You see how proper walks? Proper walk like this. Can anyone try it? You fall down. You see how proper look. Probably look like this and is walking. Do we look like this? Yes. Although he introduced using everything in Krishna consciousness, he does not have single attachment for any. It's selfless. No attachment. Detached. For Krishna consciousness, everything should be used. Everything. For our personal sanctification, we should be very, very careful with whatever we wish. The Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura established. Our proper took this. Utility is the principle. And he succeeded. he succeeded in spreading Christian consciousness. So we are happy with the sacrifice he made to deliver all of us, risking his life just to deliver us. In the material world, you take risk because you're going to make money. It is a gain. There's something you're going to get. A spiritual risk you are taking for Krishna. What is the gain? What a gain for spiritual risk, which is even more dangerous. The risk is, the gain is the service which we do for not Krishna, ourselves. The service which we do, we chance to say that if a guru of yourself. So, devotional service is pure devotees, done by pure devotees, not sadhakas. Devotional service is done by pure devotees. Sadhakas, our service is not pure. Sadhakas. Our services are contaminated with loss, greed, and envy, and ego. It's affected, you see. Do you know I'm the best cook in this temple? You know? When I cook, everybody will like it. So, what is that? If you are devotee, you never think like that. If you are devotee, you're thinking, how can I choose the best for Krishna? How can Krishna enjoy this? So, their service is pure. Because the intention is pure. No contamination. Therefore, Krishna enjoys the activities of his devotees because of devotion. Therefore, the pure devotees, they take all our services, contaminated services, they take all our contaminated services and purify it before they offer it to Krishna. Bhaktisena Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ki. Alright? Questions or comments? Yes,
please. Tell me about soul and spirit soul. Soul and spirit soul.
Soul and spirit soul. The soul is by nature spirit. Therefore, Papa said spirit soul. You don't separate the two. Like say water and liquid. You say you cannot separate liquidity from water. Right? If you say water, it can be what? Ice block. Ice block is not water. Right? But the ice block came from where? From the water. Right? Came from water. Right? So if it's not water, you cannot call it ice. Ice block. It's already a block. You don't call this ice block. Right? This is ice block. Because it is a transformation from something. Right? So the soul is spirit by nature. So you cannot separate the two. Not everybody understand that. I mentioned before, Jehovah Witness, Jehovah's. They think that the soul is material. They don't understand that the soul is spirit. So Prabhupada made it very clear, very simple for us. The soul is spirit. So he said, a spirit soul. All right?
Maybe
We are not pure. So our service is not enjoyed by Krishna. Our services are not enjoyed by Krishna. But Krishna consciousness is a plus. What is a plus? That the spiritual master take all our contaminated services, then he makes it pure and offer to Krishna. Because of this, we are qualified to do service to Krishna. Because of the spiritual master, we are qualified to do service to Krishna. My Gurudev, he has made so many prayers to Krishna. And one of the prayers, he said, I am a beggar who does not know how to beg. But I have, my fortune is that I have somebody who can beg for me. That's my spiritual master. So our spiritual master is our fortune. So my papa calls all our fortune. So we don't say, oh, okay, I'm useless, I'm not pure, I'm so contaminated, I'm too full of lust, I'm too envious and jealous person, look at me, full of anger, so no chance for me, Krishna consciousness is not for me. No. No. We all have chance. What is our chance? Our spiritual master will purify us by the service. So our services are given to the spiritual master. So he takes that and offers to him. So what we should do, we should recognize our fault. We should recognize our position. Yes, I'm like this, but how can I put myself in such a way that I can be offerable by my guru to Krishna? That is our duty. We don't have to remain in the same place. We should try. Okay. I have opportunity to purify myself. Let me try to compose myself in such a way that my service can be offerable. The guru, my guru can offer me to his guru. His guru will offer me to his guru and guru and then to Krishna ultimately. Because we are all guru's property to be offered to Krishna. So we have chance. Wonderful chance. Beautiful chance we have. We are beggars who does not know how to beg. But our fortune is that we have somebody, our spiritual master, who can beg for us. So we have chance. So no one can say that there's no chance for me. No one can say that. We all have chance. This is space for everyone in Krishna consciousness. That's the fortune Prabhupada created for us. So we have to take full advantage of the opportunity which Prabhupada has given to us and perfect our life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura said, everyone has right to serve Krishna because we're Krishna's part and parcel. Yes, every child has the right to his father, to her father. Why not? Yes. Is it not true? Alright? So now you do your service. Cook very nicely. I want to offer this to Guru, so let me make it nice. Right? So at that time, we should not think, oh, I'm so useless, what can I cook? I'm too bad. No. At that time, this will not come inside. Because now it's an obstacle for us. This will not come. What should come to the mind now is, oh, I'm not a good person, but how can I try to make it very nicely? Yes. But we keep thinking like this and always try, 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 try. We'll succeed. One of my music heroes, he used to sing, "You can get it if you really want, but you have to try, try and try, you succeed." Yes, you have to try. Constantly. All right. Anything else? What is the time?
12:15. 12:15. Quarter past 10.
Oh, 12:15.
Yeah.
Yes. So can we go? Thank you very much, Prabhupada Ki Jai. 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 Prabhupada Ki Jai.